if you think about it in the right way and you use your system in the right way, it really lets you become almost personalized in your interactions with the prospect. And, you know, to give you an example, we've executed some campaigns and we've set up our system so that, say, someone comes to our site, identifies themselves to us in any number of different ways, but it turns out it's a VP of marketing at a company in financial services, as an example. As we go through and we see what pieces of content that person is looking at. So we know what pages they've looked at on our website. We know perhaps that we've done some outbound emailing to them. And based on where they've responded to those outbound emails, we're in a position to be able to go and customize on an automated way further pieces of information for them. So if we understand what their process is, what is the information they need first to go from the awareness to the consideration phase, what is the information they need to go from consideration into becoming a true prospect for our platform, actually creating a project for it, assigning budget, all of those sorts of things, to moving into making a decision, et cetera. If we understand what those gates are and what those steps are, our system is smart enough that we can, based on their actions, predict what we need to send to them next to move them through that overall process. So it really does feel like on the customer side or on the prospect side that, you know, they are getting a customized experience, that we're listening to them, that we're paying attention to what they're interested in. And I think that's really where you see people having great impact on their overall lead generation and sales processes utilizing marketing automation platforms.